Psalm 61. This is a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against my foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then will I ever sing praise to your name and fulfill my vows day after day. What a beautiful psalm. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Seeking the presence of God. You know, when I think about God's presence in my life, I can remember back to a time when it was really unknown to me. You know, when you're young and you're taught about God, you're taught that God is everywhere, but to really understand the presence of God in your life just kind of goes over your head a little bit. I can remember back when I was young, and I knew God was everywhere, but I didn't know about his presence. I didn't know to seek his presence and that it could be personal. And I remember my first real up-close encounter with God's presence when it was permeating my existence at 14 years old. But even after that experience, I didn't know to seek his presence. I just thought that God's presence was always there and that I just needed to have faith that it was there. But I had never tried to seek God's presence. I just didn't look for it. And I can remember back when I was a young man of 21, way back then. That was a good 6 years ago. But I remember when I was 21 years old and I was at Malone College. And I was reading The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. Many of you have probably read it, and I'd already read it once. But I was kind of going through it again, and there's a chapter in there that talks about God's presence. And it talks about when God's presence, he never leaves you, but there are times when he will pull his presence from you to teach you. Or he will hide from you, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the Psalms, some of David's Psalms. But I remember reading this book, and you ever reading something and you can't stop yourself from reading, you just want to close the book, but you can't stop? Because I felt like God was speaking to me personally. I felt that those words were for me, it said that God sometimes will pull his presence from you. That doesn't mean he's gone, but it's a way of teaching. It's a way of growing faith and that sort of thing, and I was reading it, and I felt God come over me. I was like, this is what's going to happen to me, and I wanted to close the book and back up and not let it happen, but at the same time, I just somehow felt a peace about it at that time, and that was the moment that God pulled his presence from me. And that was the first time in my relationship with God that I understood what God's presence really was, because you know how it goes, you don't really know what you have until it's gone. I didn't know how much that presence was in my life until God pulled away from me. Yeah, it was at a time when I was praying for wisdom. I think that's funny because I used to do that all the time. I just knew that I was just an immature person and I wanted wisdom really bad, and but I expected God to just kind of drop it on me. You know, I was reading the Proverbs, you know, those are about wisdom, but you know when you pray for something, God doesn't ever just give it to you. He doesn't ever just teach it to you. Just, there you go. He does it through life and something. So at this point when I was praying to know God deeper and praying to know more about his wisdom, was when God pulled away from me a little bit. When God kind of pulled away a little bit, I mean, he was there, but when I didn't feel that connection when I prayed and when I just didn't get that sense, and when that happened, it was my first realization of how important that presence was, because it was comfort. It was strength. It was peace. I learned that God's presence in my life is vital. And it was months before it came back, and those months taught me how to seek God, because you know when you're seeking something and you don't know where it is and you don't know how to get it back, because I had prayed and I had done all this stuff, but it wouldn't come back. That's when I learned how to really seek God, because there was nothing that I could do to find it. It's not like God just gave me a checklist and said, check all these off and I'll be back. You know, he doesn't really do that. But That's when I learned how to seek God hard, because I didn't know how to get it back. And when I think about knowing the need for God's presence in our life, I think about David, and that's why we read Psalm 61, because this psalm is about David and God's presence in his life. David is a very wise man. He's been through some things here. You know, David killed Goliath, and I think back about the young man, how old he was. He was probably younger than 21 when he killed Goliath, right? He was probably king by 14 or 15, I don't know. It's in here somewhere. But I just think about what that presence must have been like for David to be so confident and so sure. I mean, he had, I wouldn't want to do this, but he had this little sling with a stone. You know, have you ever gone up against something really big with just a little weapon like that? You don't go hunt grizzly bears with a little .22 pistol, right? Well, just makes me think about God and his presence with David. And that was the time where David knew so powerfully that God was there. And he knew that God wasn't going to leave him. And that's kind of what it was like when I was younger. I just knew God was there. I felt God was there. I didn't have to work for it. He was just there. And I had faith that he was there. And Psalm 61, I believe, is a psalm that of a wise man who has gone through some things with God. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. He's calling out to God. You have been my refuge, a strong tower against my foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and to take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God, his vows to praise God every day. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. When I was looking through the Psalms, and I was looking about God's presence, and there's some Psalms in here, Psalm 10, verse 1, Psalm 22, verse 1, and Psalm 43, verse 2, are Psalms that David wrote about God. And 10:1, David is saying, where are you? Psalm 22:1, David is saying, why is your presence far from me? And Psalm 43:2, why do you remain distant? You can go back and read those psalms. They're great psalms, but it talks about David knowing that that God's presence is not there, and he's calling out to God, and you can tell he's frustrated when he says, why are you distant? Have you ever been there? I've been there. What are you doing? Get back here. You know, you don't really say that to God, but out of frustration, you say, why are you distant, God? I'm trying to seek you. Where are you? We've got some questions to ask ourselves this morning about God's presence in our life. Are we striving to realize God's presence in our life daily? Because before God's presence was pulled from me, until it came back, I didn't understand that I wasn't seeking God's presence daily. I didn't understand the importance of God's presence in my life. I didn't understand the importance of communion with the Holy Spirit. And when you have things that are going on in life, you know, when you've got questions and you know you've got decisions to make, how do you make those decisions? You know, what I used to do is I would weigh the facts. I'd say, well, this is this, and this is this. This weighs more than this, so this one's going to win. But what I've learned is the facts always way different when the Holy Spirit sits on whichever one he wants to win, right? Are we consulting the Holy Spirit in our lives when we're making decisions and as we're going down our journeys, as we go down those paths that God is leading us? Are we seeking him? I've got a story back when I was in college, and it's about a man named Scott Rosen, and it's about presence. And Scott was kind of my spiritual mentor at Malone College. We worked together. I spent a lot of hours in his van. In his garage. We overhauled a van engine, and we just got along really good. And he was a speaker for one of the Bible study praise and worship things that I was helping out with at the First Christian Church. And this was at this point in my life, and Scott and I were talking, and he said, well, let me tell you a story. That I didn't have a father figure growing up. I didn't have that presence in my life, but I struggled through life, and when I was 18, I saved up enough money, and I bought this car all by myself. And it was such a sweet cherry car. I can't remember which kind it was, but he said it had all vinyl seats. You guys remember that? And he said he used to armor all those seats, and then he'd set his friends in, and he'd hit the brakes, and they'd foop, right down in the floorboard. He said one time he had a date, and she sat down and just fell right down. But he bought this car, and he loved this car. And he drove this car for 2 years. And then one time, he was going up an on-ramp to get on the interstate, and the car just died. Just like that. And he didn't know what was wrong. It wouldn't start. It wouldn't do anything. He said, I didn't really know a whole lot about cars. I just knew that something wasn't right because it wasn't running. So I called a tow truck, and we took it to the mechanic, and the mechanic opens the hood. And he pulls out the dipstick, and there's no oil on the dipstick. And then he pulls the plug, and there's no oil in the pan. Now, we all know that cars take oil, don't we? We all know, somewhere or another. But what Scott told me there, I didn't know what to do with it because he said, you know, I had never looked under the hood of my car. I didn't know that my car had oil in it. I didn't know that my car took oil. He's 20 years old. And I sit there and I'm laughing. I'm like, Scott, how do you not know that your car takes oil? I mean, it's just like the gas. Gas, you've got to put in more often, but the engine's not going to run without the oil. He said, yeah, I didn't even know to open the hood. And I'm sitting there laughing at him. He's like, well, how do you know about changing oil and stuff? And you say, well, my dad taught me. That's right, I didn't have a dad to teach me. I said, well, how did you learn? And I said, well, it wasn't so much that he taught me. It was just that I was around him a lot. You know, tractors need oil changes. Car needs oil changes. Lucas and I were changing oil when we were like 10 and 12 years old. We did all the oil changing in the cars. And most of it wasn't, Dad didn't just sit us down and say, you loosen this, tighten this, pour this, screw this, and if this doesn't come off, beat it with a hammer. He didn't tell us to do that. No, it was more the presence of my dad, but the point of the story wasn't about that. The point of the story was about, Scott looked at me and said, now that just sounds so foolish to you, doesn't it? That I don't know, that I had no clue that my car took oil. That just sounds so dumb to you, doesn't it? It's like, yeah, I'm still laughing about it. And because I was laughing about it, I didn't quite get the full meaning of the story then, but he said, you know what? The way that you look at me with not knowing about that oil in my life is the way that I look at you with not knowing the importance of God's presence in your life. As much as that engine needs the oil, you don't see it because the hood is closed, but without it, it will die. And without God's presence in your life, you will die too. Your faith will die. Your spirit will die. Without God in our lives, we are dead. Sometimes we look at people and we think how silly or dumb it is that they don't know something. I thought it was dumb that he didn't know his car needed oil. It's kind of the same, for me, it's kind of the same thing as saying, you know what, your body needs food, your body needs water. But what does it mean when we don't understand, when someone like Scott could look at me and although he didn't know this one thing, the one thing that he did get was so much more important. He looked at me and it just hits me so hard. He says, just what he said about, you think that's dumb about oil in a car, that's just something simple, but you don't even understand the power of the presence of God in your life. So the question we have to ask ourselves this morning is, are we seeking God's presence every day? Are we seeking the Holy Spirit's leading? I know when God's presence is in my life. When Don started singing back there, I didn't have to open my eyes to know what was going on. It was because I was praying and God was answering. What was Don's song about? Strength, God always being there, watching out for us, presence. Isn't that what it was about? You don't have to be a genius sometimes knowing God's hitting you on the head with something. So as we go this week, what a powerful thing to think about, God's presence in our life on a personal level. Are we seeking Him? Are we spending time with Him? Are we doing our devotions? And as we do our devotions, are we meditating on Him? And if you're really sick and tired of your devotions, find a different devotion book. You know, I've said it before, get out of Leviticus and start reading something else. You know, if God will meet us, that's His promise. He will meet us when we seek Him, and He will teach us. Are we seeking His presence in our lives this week as we go? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we've come here today to experience Your presence, Lord, in an atmosphere of just a fellowship in our family here, all together to come and experience You, Lord, at once. As we go this week, I ask that this service, Lord, that Your being here all together, Lord, as a family, would give us each the strength as we go out as individuals. As we go out into the world and as we come back next Sunday, Lord, keep us strong, and as we seek You, that we would find Your presence and understand how much it is that we need Your presence in our lives, Lord. how vital it is for your strength, for your comfort, for your everlasting peace, Lord. We thank you for your workings here this morning, for touching our lives and touching our hearts. Amen.